Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 23rd of August. To minimise the spread of COVID-19, including the Delta variant, the United States has extended restrictions on non-essential travel at land and ferry crossings with Canada and Mexico through to September the 21st. Despite political and business-led pressure, the Biden administration has appeared to be in no hurry to soften restrictions at U.S. land crossings with Canada and Mexico, which are shut to discretionary travel. In coordination with public health and medical experts, the Department of Homeland Security continues working closely with its international partners to determine how to safely and sustainably resume normal travel. Uruguay's Minister of Tourism, German Cardoso, handed in his resignation last week amid allegations of corruption. Cardoso explained he had reached his decision after discussing the matter with former President and Secretary General of the Colorado Party, Julio Maria Sanguinetti. The now former official has been involved in irregularities regarding the direct allocation of advertising funds, which had resulted in the sacking earlier of Tourism Director Martin Perez Banchero, who refused to carry out the purchases. Cardoso has also been strongly questioned in June for allegedly seeking personal favours from a police officer after being charged with 5 crimes, although at that time the government coalition supported him. TUI has launched its latest adventure, TUI River Cruises, after an 18-month delay due to the COVID-19 pandemic. A christening ceremony complete with pyrotechnics and champagne smash officially opened TUI Cruises' first ship, TUI Maya, with newly appointed godmothers Rosie Brooks and Catherine Hawkins taking up the honorary roles. Guests then embarked on an overnight sailing to Boppard to explore the delights of the Rhine. Whilst on board, they will get a preview of the onboard experience, from standout service to culture-soaked excursions, including sailing through the UNESCO heritage site, the Rhine Gorge, which is known for its stunning views and fairy tale castles. The first customer sailing has set off on the Moselle Valley itinerary, visiting German hotspots Frankfurt and Koblenz, as well as lesser-known destinations Trier, Piersport and Oberwesel. Last Friday was World Mosquito Day, for which the world commemorated the discovery that the female Anopheles mosquito is the vector that transmits malaria between humans. This important finding, made by Sir Ronald Ross in 1897, became the basis for several malaria control programs, including indoor residual spraying and insecticide-treated nets, as well as the development of the malaria treatment drugs and chemoprophylaxis. Although millions of lives have been saved as a result of this single discovery, malaria continues to place a heavy burden on affected countries, with an estimated 409,000 deaths caused by the disease globally in 2019 alone. In 2014, an untreatable mosquito-borne virus was detected in the Caribbean and created a true threat to tourism. Today, target malaria researchers and scientists all over the world continue to study the malaria-carrying mosquito in an effort to stay ahead of an ever-evolving parasite and find novel and better ways of fighting the disease. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.